感谢主带领我们今天能够一起来聚集参加聚会崇拜神。
So thank the Lord for guiding us so that we're able to get gather here today to worship the Lord.
小弟今天晚上跟大家互相勉励的题目义人的根。
So the title for my mutual encouragement this evening is The Root of Righteousness.
圣经常常把人比喻成一棵树。
So the Bible often describes a person as a tree.
我们是神所栽种的树。
And that we are a tree planted by God.
所以我们是一个义人。
So we are one who is righteous.
那我们就是一棵义的树。
And we are a tree that is righteous.
那要结果子呢，这个根基很重要。
And if we wish to bear fruit, our foundation is important.
这个根基不可以动摇。
And our foundation cannot be shaken.
这个根基不可以毁坏。
Nor can it be destroyed.
那我们请看诗篇十一篇第三节。
Let us turn to Psalm 11, verse 3.
诗篇十一篇第三节。
Psalm 11, verse 3.
请读。诗篇十一篇第三节。
Psalm 11, verse 3. 11:3. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
这里提到说，根基如果毁坏了，那义人他能够做什么呢？
So this verse says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
虽然他本来是一个义人。
Although this person was originally a righteous one.
但是后来他的根基毁坏了。
But afterwards, the foundations were destroyed.
那本来是一棵义的树，应该要结果子。
So originally, as a tree that is righteous, it ought to have borne fruit.
现在不但不能结果子，而且会造成毁坏。
So not is it now not able to bear fruit, but it brings about destruction.
那我们都是神所栽种的公义树。
And we are all trees of a righteous tree is planted by the Lord.
我们要把这个根基建立在基督的身上。
And we need to build our foundations upon Jesus Christ.
所以我们要结果子。
So that we bear fruit.
我们请看以赛亚书的61章。
We can turn to Isaiah chapter 61.
以赛亚书61章。
Isaiah 61.
61章1到3节来看。
Chapter 61, verses 1 to 3.
这段话是在预言耶稣基督他降世来到这个世间他的工作。
So this passage describes the work of Jesus Christ when he came to this world.
总括来说就是他要带给人救恩。
And in summary, it is to bring salvation to man.
那么他用很多的形容来说明他的工作的果效。
And uses many descriptions to describe the efficacy of his work.
我们看第三节啊。
Can read verse 3.
第三节说他赐华冠给锡安悲哀的人。
So he consoles those who mourn in Zion.
来代替这个灰尘。
And to replace the ashes.
一个人哀伤的时候会把灰尘撒在他的头上。
So when a person is mourning, they would put ashes on top of their head.
但是现在主耶稣他的救恩带给我们一顶美丽的冠冕戴在头上。
However, because the salvation of Jesus Christ has come, He has given a beautiful crown to put on our heads.
所以是荣耀而不是哀伤啊。
So it is glory instead of mourning.
那么喜乐油来代替悲哀。
And joy would replace sorrow.
那赞美的衣服来代替忧伤的灵。
And the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
并且使他们称为公义树。
That they may be called trees of righteousness.
是耶和华所栽种的。
The planting of the Lord.
要叫神得荣耀。
That he may be glorified.
那这里必称为公义树。
So here, that they may be called trees of righteousness.
那就是指着主耶稣基督的救恩，使我们因信得称为义。
It means that salvation, the salvation of Jesus Christ, we have been justified by our faith.
这个恩典是我们白白得来的。
And this grace we have freely received.
所以我们成为一棵公义的树了。
So that we may become a tree of righteousness.
那期待这个公义的树能够结出果子。
And he anticipates or expects the tree of righteousness to bear fruit.
来述说神的美德。
To describe and tell of the good virtues of God.
人看见我们的行为就归荣耀给神。
And when men see our, how we conduct ourselves, they will glorify God.
但是如果我们成为一个义人，那个根基毁坏的时候怎么办呢？
However, if we are righteous but our foundations are destroyed, what happens?
所以我们还必须要努力。
So we still need to work harder.
那什么是义人的根呢？
So what is the root of the righteous?
就是我们的心灵。
It is our heart.
箴言第四章的二十三节告诉我们。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 tells us.
就是说一生的果效是从心里发出来的。
That out of the heart spring the sources of life.
所以要保守我们的心。
So we need to keep our heart with all diligence.
那这个心就代表一个人的价值观。
So the heart represents our moral values.
他的想法，他的意见。
Its thoughts and its opinions.
那这个心如果偏向邪恶。
So if this heart leans towards evil.
那就是这个根基在动摇了。
It means that the foundations are shaken.
久而久之这个根基就毁坏。
And after a period of time, these foundations will be destroyed.
所以我们必须要把我们的眼睛放在基督的身上。
Which is why we must turn our eyes upon Jesus.
今天这个世界我们看很多事情都会找答案， Google 一下， Google 给我们的答案是什么？
So perhaps today we may look at many things and decide to Google the answers for ourselves.
那现在很多的应用程式呢，现在这个 AI 都出来了。
And many software and programs nowadays use AI.
所以以后可能我们有一些人写奖章就是交给 AI 帮我们写奖章。
So perhaps in the future when we're writing a sermon script, we might leave it to the AI to do it.
那这个 AI 说起来就是收集全世界的大数据把所有资料把它汇整，用快速的运算把它重新整理一个东西给我们。
So in simple terms, AI compiles all the big data in this world and spits it out as an output for us to use.
那这就是网络的资讯。
And this is information found on the internet.
那这个网络好的东西也在上面，不好的东西也在上面。
So on the internet, there are many good things, but also many things are not good.
我们有一些最近福音传到像孟加拉，在2022年，福音传到孟加拉，那是可以说是疫情之后还是非常严峻的时刻。
So in 2022, which is still quite a serious period of time after the pandemic, the gospel was preached to Bangladesh.
那这个孟加拉的福音为什么能够传进去？
So how was the gospel preached to into Bangladesh?
是因为他们有一群基督徒到网络看我们联总的网站五大教育十大信条，他们也受感动，跟我们联络。
It is because some group of Christians viewed the IA website online and found our five basic beliefs and ten articles of faith, and were moved by them.
我们的传道就到那个地方去牧羊，跟他们查经，后来他们祷告也求到圣灵。
And our preacher went there to pastor them and to help them in Bible study, and afterwards they also received the Holy Spirit.
那牧羊一段时间，他们的信仰根基比较稳固，我们才为他们施洗。
And after pastoring for them for a period of time, and their faith became more stable, afterwards only then did we baptize them.
那我们就想了疫情期间呢，我们有很多国界呢都是封锁的飞机也不能起飞。
So if you think about it, during the pandemic, most borders were shut and we were unable to travel because planes were not flying.
但是神的福音并不没有被阻挡。
However, the gospel of God was not hindered.
传道人去不了，但是福音可以传到那地方。
although preachers couldn't physically visit the place, however, the gospel was still preached.
但是呢，相对的，在网络有更多啊，更多的不合乎圣经的一些教义呢，随时随地都在传递。
On the contrary, on the internet, there's a lot more material that is contrary to the gospel that we preach.
所以真理跟异端同时都在网络上。
So the truth and heretical teachings both exist on the internet.
并且我们发现哦，异端邪说哦，更容易啊迷惑人，更吸引人。
And we find that actually heresies are much more attractive to others.
那我们现在看很多的世界的新闻，国际的新闻。
So nowadays, when we look at the news globally,
其实这些都有所偏重的报道。有会偏重哪一个方面呢？去报道。
So much of the news may be biased.
啊，如果对以色列比较好感，都说以色列攻击是有理的。
So some news outlets that are more pro-Israel, they may rationalize or justify the attack, Israel's military offensive.
那不同的观念就想说以色列是错的。
And there are many other viewpoints that what Israel is doing is wrong.
那到底真相如何？
So what is the truth?
它有很复杂的原因。
So there are many complicated reasons behind it.
所以如果我们每天看新闻，我们就很生气。可能我们是建立在一个错误的报道，或是以偏概全的报道上去，让我们的情绪受到影响。
So maybe if we read the news and we become very angry, it may be because we rely on false reporting or biased reporting.
所以在网络上呢，有真的消息，也有假的消息。
On the internet, of course, there's real news and there's fake news.
有偏重哪一方的报道，有偏重另外一方的报道。
There's news that's biased towards one side and biased towards the other.
那我们看到一个现象，但它不一定等于全部的真相。
We may see a phenomenon, but it may not represent the whole truth.
所以到今天呢，我们的心该摆在什么地方？
So where should we put our hearts today?
我们是义人，但是如果根基受动摇了，
We may be righteous, but if our foundations are shaken,
我们会结出不一样的果子来。
Then we will bear a different fruit.
所以心很重要。
So the heart is very important.
那我们的心一直要在基督的身上。
So our heart must continue to be on Christ.
我们请看哥罗西书的第一章。
You can turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书一章的23节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 23.
哥罗西书一章23节，请读。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 23. Colossians chapter 1 verse 23. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and you are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister.
在二章的第七节。
And also chapter 2 verse 7.
六节七节。
Chapter 2 verses 6 and 7.As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
那第八节以后就是要防备一些异端邪说。
And verse 8 warns us that we should beware lest anyone cheat us through
philosophy and empty deceit. 防备从人的理性来的一些学问，就是哲学。
So to beware of philosophy that originates from men.
那不是照着基督呢，是照着人间的遗传。
Which is not according to Christ, but according to the tradition of man.
以及世上的小学。
And according to the basic principles of the world.
那可能把义人给掳走了。
And they may capture those who are righteous.
所以如果我们要把这个根基建立在耶稣基督的身上。
So if we wish to build our foundation on Jesus Christ.
我们不但接受了，而且要遵他而行。
Not only do we need to accept him, but we need to obey what he instructs us to do.
我们的眼界也是定睛在耶稣的身上。
And our eyesight must also be fixed upon him.
那这里是提到这个信仰的根基。
And this refers to our foundation of faith.
信仰根基一定建立在耶稣基督身上。
And our foundation of faith must be built on Jesus Christ.
那就可以用这个标准去摒除所有的其他人间的一些学说，它的对跟错，用基督来做衡量。
So, by using Jesus Christ as our measuring stick, we can differentiate or distinguish that from the tradition of men.
所以如果我们一天啊用了两个小时在看网络的资讯，我们可能要用四个小时的时间来读圣经，这样才正确。
So for example, if we spend 2 hours reading a material online, regarding worldly matters, then we may have to spend 4 hours reading the Bible.
可是今天我们可能相反。
But today, of course, it may be the opposite.
这个网络的资讯呢，更多于啊接去读圣经的时间。
So we may spend more time reading materials online than reading the Bible.
那有很多的观念是不知不觉当中慢慢被改变了。
And subconsciously, our worldview will start changing.
可是今天义人的根一定要扎得很深。
But the root of the righteous must be deep.
如果不深的话呢，我们就会被世界给影响。
And if it is not deep, then we will be affected by this world.
好，我们再来看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn also to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书二章十九节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19.
提摩太后书二章十九节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19.
这里提到神坚固的根基已经立了，就是耶稣基督。
So this verse mentions that the solid foundation of God stands.
那这里特别提到说，在这个根基上呢，有印记。
And this verse specifically mentions that on this foundation, there is a seal.
主认识谁是他的人。
The Lord knows those who are His.
就是我们信的耶稣基督，他给我们印记。
So for those who have believed,Of those of us who have believed in Jesus Christ, He has given us a seal.
来证明我们是属神的人。
To prove that we belong to God.
但是底下又有提到。
But afterwards, it also mentions.
那么今天既然是称呼主名的人啊，我们要离开不义。
Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
我们信的耶稣基督，他认识我们，圣灵赐给我们做印记。
So today we believe in Christ and He knows us and He's given us the Holy Spirit as His seal.
我们被称为义，圣灵又做印记，但是我们还要离开不义。
We are declared righteous, so we must depart from iniquity.
那就是说我们必须要有正确的观念跟正确的行为。
It means we must have the correct mindset and the correct conduct.
那底下我们再来谈，那义人的根，它有什么特性？
So next, we will discuss what characteristics the root of the righteous has.
我们在这样的根基上要怎么样去发挥
？And how do we show this on this foundation?
那第一个，我们先来看箴言的十二章。
Firstly, we can turn to Proverbs chapter 12.
箴言的十二章，我们看第三节。
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3.
箴言十二章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 12 verse 3.
好，请读。
Proverbs chapter 12 verse 3. A man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous cannot be moved.
这里提到义人的根呢，它是不会动摇。
So this verse mentions that the root of the righteous cannot be moved.
那这个树如果扎了根，但是这个根呢不稳固，常常摇动，它还是没有办法结果子。
So even though a tree may have taken root, but if it is moved, then it cannot bear fruit.
所以这个根基一定要很坚固。
So this foundation must be solid.
比如说我们的信仰、我们的信心、我们的爱心都一样。
For example, our belief, our faith, and our love must also be the same.
如果不稳固，就没有生命，就无法结果子来。
And if it is not strong, then we are not able to bear fruit.
所以义人的根它是不会摇动的。
So the root of the righteous cannot be moved.
因为它是建立在耶稣基督的身上。
Because it is established on Jesus Christ Himself.
那这个同时也是告诉我们说，我们接受这个世界很多的信息。那到底我们的观念是这样还是那样呢？昨天是今天，昨天是这样，昨天那样。政治永远没有真理，政治只有永远的利益。那我们基督徒不可以随着政治的脚步在摇摆啊。
So, for example, when we absorb all kinds of different information from the world. We may form different viewpoints, but we should remember that in this world, depending on the motive of the person, it is usually only for the benefit of some.
如果我们只有一个根基扎根在基督身上，我们不会动摇。那如果我们要立很多根基呢？我们是随时摇摆。
So if we build our foundation only on Jesus Christ, it will not be moved. But if we choose to build many foundations in many different places, then surely it will move.
所以很简单的奠基在基督身上，我们就是一路这样走过去，我们不会摇摆，也不会很累。今天接受这个，明天接受那个，好累哦。所以我们现在人价值观呢、啊、多变扭曲，就走起来人生好累啊。
So if we build our foundation on Jesus Christ, then our foundations will not be moved, and we'll have one simple path to walk on, rather than looking at this matter one way today and another way tomorrow, and then finding it very difficult to live because we cannot make up our minds about it.
很多时候在我们脑子里头啊，一直在产生混乱啊。哎，美国的新闻报道，英国的新闻报道，然后你要看到很多世界的报道，脑子里头就乱了，乱了就你这个人就很累。
So for example, regarding a piece of news, you may see reporting from the States or from the UK or from other places, and then we'll become very confused.
啊，今天看了网络某一个资讯，明天又看了网络的某一个资讯，好像都是有理。
For example, we may see this piece of information here and today, another piece of information there tomorrow, and all of them seem to make sense.
那这个诱惑人的东西呢，它一定讲的有一套道理。
And things that are trying to attract our attention will always have their own way of reasoning.
让我们、啊、无所适从，不晓得要遵循哪一个，不晓得哪一个才是真的。
So causing us to be unable to decide which viewpoint to take.
那最简单的方法，回到耶稣基督的身上。
So the simplest way for us is to return to Jesus Christ.
我们就是读圣经。
And to read the Bible.
今天这个世界这么混乱、啊、回到圣经里面，我们才能够安静。
So, given that the world is so chaotic today, only when we return to the Lord can we find peace.
这个世界呢，没有消息就是好消息，有消息通常都不是好消息。
So we say that when there's no news in this world, it's a good thing. And normally when there's news, it's not good news.
我们的心就非常的混乱啊，而且呢，会有很多的矛盾。
And our heart becomes very confused, and we form many doubts within us.
所以在今天这个世界，我们更要回到圣经里头来，得到一片的宁静。
Which is why the more we should return to reading the Bible to obtain quietness in our heart.
我们这样的思想啊，才不会变成人格分裂，不晓得要依从哪一个，混乱啊。所以应对这些东西呢，我们就疲于奔命。
So that we don't form split personalities in our mindset, and to become very worn out by the news of the world.
但是如果建立在耶稣基督的身上呢，我们就不会随着风来摇摆，不会这个异教的风给我们吹的时候就摇来摇去。
If we are Jesus Christ our foundation, we will not sway with the wind or sway with the wind of false teachings.
混乱是这个世界要传给我们的一种祸端，但是我们回到圣经里面得到这个稳定的根基，才是真正智慧的做法。
So the news of the world may be a source of detriment to us, but only when we return to the Bible can it give us true peace.
有很多人都会来谈今天这个教我们的教会啊，在这个世界要在不断的发展，那到底我们该怎么样？
So many people ask, how is our church supposed to develop in this world today?
这个世界给丢给我们很多的挑战。
And this world presents many challenges to us.
那我们怎么去应对？
And how do we face up to these challenges?
其实我们只要思想一个很单纯的问题就好。
All we need to do is think of a simple question.
就是我们有没有走在神的路上？
It is whether we walk on the way of the Lord.
是不是我们一直遵循圣经的教导？
Whether we continue to pursue the teachings of the Bible.
很复杂的问题，我们可以用非常简单的方法来解决。
And whether we are able to solve very complex problems with very simple solutions.
因为人的罪性啊，从古到现在都一样的。
Because the sinful nature of man is the same from yesterday to the, until today.
每一个世代都是人犯罪的历史。
And every generation involves man sinning.
所以被罪捆绑的人在这个世界制造了非常多的混乱。
And those who are bound by sin in this world have created much chaos.
那今天我们带领教会也是回到圣经的真理。
And today we
回到圣经的真理里面。
So today we need to return to the truth in the Bible.
那就是耶稣基督作为我们的基础。
Which is to say to have Jesus Christ as our sure foundation.
当我们这么想的时候，复杂的问题很容易解决。
And if we think in this way, then many complicated problems will be very easy to solve.
那今天我们会觉得很困难，是因为我们呢，可能对真理不明白，或者是说我们并没有坚持真理。
So today we might find this quite difficult to do because we are not firmly established in the truth.
那可能也因为我们不认为真理是唯一的价值。
Or perhaps we don't consider the truth to be our only, the only standards that we abide by.
所以我们在圣经之外，我们找了很多的标准，很多的权威，但是我们就把问题给复杂化。
So if we seek for other standards or principles outside the Bible, then we make the problem more complicated for ourselves.
最复杂的问题要用真理这最简单的方法来面对跟解决。
So we must approach the most complicated problems using the simplest principles given to us in the Bible.
问题很复杂，我们的心不可以跟着复杂。
As complex as a problem may be, our heart cannot also become too complex.
我们只要确定是不是我们坚持真理。
We must only be sure whether we hold fast to the truth.
所以世界万变，但是我们不变，应对万变。
So, however the world changes, our heart must not change according to these changes in the world.
那这个根基就是在真理，就是在耶稣基督的身上。
And this foundation we have is on the truth and on Jesus Christ Himself.
每一个世代的异端学说，就目的就是要来敌对，要来模糊真理。
And all the heresies and false teachings that arise in each generation aim to blur the truth.
我们不要被他的烟幕弹呢，给迷惑了我们的眼目。
And let us not be blinded by this smoke screen.
我们用真理的光来照妖，照出妖魔啊，看穿这个魔鬼的诡计，我们路就会很清楚。
We must use the truth to shine upon the devil and to shine clearly on the path of the truth.
在风雨飘摇的时刻，我们很需要一个不动摇的根基。
And in tempestuous times, we will surely have a solid foundation.
我们的人生是如此，教会圣光的发展也是如此。
So, this is true for the development of the church as well as the workers in the church.
我们再看箴言十二章。
We can turn to Proverbs chapter 12.
箴言十二章。
Proverbs chapter 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
这个义人的根基他有另外一个特性十二节所说的恶人想得坏人的网罗，义人的根得以结果子结实就是结果子，所以义人的根呢，它可以结果子。
So the root of the righteous has another characteristic here in that.
我们看马太福音第七章。
We can turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章
Matthew chapter 7
24节的这一段话
In verse 24
这是主耶稣他说了一个比喻
So this is a parable given by Jesus
就是说听到了主耶稣的教训就把它实行出来的人
So whoever hears the teachings of Jesus and does them
那就好像一个聪明的人把房子盖在磐石上
It's like a wise man who built his house on the rock
那经过雨淋、水冲、风吹，它总是不动摇。
And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall.
它也不会跌倒它也不会倒塌了好，那所以这个地方就提到了主耶稣的教训呢。如果用狭隘的来谈的话，就是从马太福音的五章一直讲到第七章的最后面，这个登山宝训。
So in the narrow sense, these sayings refer to theA Sermon on the Mount mentioned by Jesus from chapter 5 to chapter 70.
因为这段圣经有很多关于灵修的道理。
Because this passage has many spiritual teachings.
也有谈论到很多我们在信仰上应该要有的行为。
It discusses many aspects of our conduct in terms of in spiritual terms.
那广义的来讲就是整本圣经。
And in a broader sense, it refers to the whole Bible.
听到就去行，就是义人的根。
So the root of the righteous is when they hear and they do.
所以义的根它可以结出果子来。
And the root of the righteous is able to bear fruit.
而且这种果实是很特别的。
And this fruit is very special.
我们举一个例子来说。
We can turn to an example.
我们来看以弗所书第三章。
We can turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第三章我们从14节来看呢。14节。
And we can start reading from verse 14.
这是保罗在神面前来祷告。
And this is a prayer of Paul before God.
他为信徒祷告。
He was praying for the believers.
16节所说的叫信徒心里的力量刚强起来。
And in verse 16, he prays that the believers be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
那十七节是求信徒的爱心呢有根有基。
And in 17, that their faith be rooted and grounded in love.
那这里提到说，怎么样让我们的爱心有根基
？And so this verse mentions how our love is to be grounded.
就是让基督住在我们心里。
Which is to allow Christ to dwell in the hearts.
那我们怎么样让基督住在心里呢？
So how do we allow Christ to dwell in our hearts?
因为我们的信心。
It is through faith.
我们的信心接纳主住在我们的心里。
And through our faith, we accept Christ to dwell in our hearts.
那这个爱心就有根基了。
And this love will have its foundation.
所以它能够结果子。
And it is able to bear fruit.
因为这个根基稳固，它有生命，所以可以结果子。
Because it is firm, it has life, therefore it is able to bear fruit.
有生命也不动摇。
It has life and it will not move.
所以当然就可以结果子。
And of course it can bear fruit.
那今天现代人什么事情都讲快速。
So nowadays, people often talk about speed.
所以速食店大行其道。
So fast food stores are everywhere.
东西拿了就走了，可以马上吃。
So they put this principle into practice in that you can just grab the food and eat.
那我们这一代现在看到了我们年轻这一代，我们都是穿尿裤长大的。
So looking at the younger generation here, we've all worn diapers growing up.
记得我
nappies
刚刚当父亲的时候。
So I remember when I first became a father.
那个时候当然这个尿裤已经开始流行了。
Of course, nappies have become a thing by then.
但是我们并没有给我们的孩子穿尿裤。
But we did not give our children nappies.
我们给他穿尿布。
Rather cloth.
张子是应该也是穿尿布长大的，大概这个头发这么白的应该都是，那就是那个不用的布呢，就让孩子穿了，穿了以后尿尿啦，大小便，然后呢，你要把那个布呢洗干净、晒干。再可以重复使用，但是尿裤不用啊，尿裤用完就丢了。所以现代人的心理是什么？用了就丢了。那这个世界是这样的，男女朋友交了，把他的皮扒掉，肉吃了，伤了他的心，好像在吃芒果。吃芒果是不是要扒皮吃肉，把那个心丢掉？用了就丢了，所以离婚率很高啊，用了就丢了，用了就丢了。
So, Perhaps in the past, those who used the linen cloth as a nappy, whenever the baby soils itself, you need to wash the nappy with your hands. But nowadays, we just use disposable nappies where we can just throw it away. Or perhaps today, when people are dating each other, you may just use the person emotionally before you dump them and break their hearts.So all we talk about as a society today is the speed of doing things.
当然我们要节省时间，要讲求效用，所以我们会一直跟着科技在走。
Because of the time that we have, and because we always emphasize efficiency, then we tend to rely on technology to achieve this.
可是可能会养成我们一种心态，就是快速。那这个根如果没有扎得很深，扎根是要耐性的，是要时间的。但是如果时间不够，偶然会有一些果子，可是长久来讲，灵修不会进步。
So because everything that we do emphasizes on speed nowadays, we may be able to take root and perhaps even bear fruit, But in the long term, this is not sustainable.
我们到世界很多地方去。
And I've been to many places in the world.
发现说在我们的教会里面呢，非常热心的同工啊，非常热心的同工，他们彼此之间不一定能够同心。
So we find that co-workers within the church who are very zealous individually may not be able to work in harmony.
如果对方有什么困难，我们给他一笔钱，物质上帮助，我想我们都很愿意做。
So I would think if someone gave us material, something material in exchange for our help, we would very gladly do it.
可是在爱心的实践上有一个很困难的，就是很难去饶恕对方。
But in putting love into practice, one thing that's very difficult to do is to forgive someone else.
通常可能是我们家里的人。
And very often, this is a family member.
跟我们有非常亲密关系的人。
Or someone who is very close to us.
跟我们有很深互动的人。
Or someone who interacts extensively with us.
我们觉得说我要去饶恕对方，我们需要很强大的力量。
And we find that we require a lot of strength to forgive the other party.
那刚刚提到的信心，耶稣住在心里，所以爱才会有根基。
So as mentioned previously, because through faith, Christ dwells in us, and because of this, our love will have a foundation.
那这个是需要时间的。
And this requires time.
在信仰上长久的追求。
And this is a lifelong pursuit in our faith.
真的，我们的生命成了耶稣基督的生命一样。
And our life becomes the life of Christ.
我们去爱，因着耶稣的缘故，我们去爱，就不再是用我们人情感上很自然去爱，因为这个力量很有限。
So we love because of Jesus Christ, rather than relying on our own ability to love, because this love that is born out of emotion, that cannot last very long.
这个要花时间。
And this requires time.
要忍耐。
Requires patience.
要放掉很多东西。
And requires us to let go of many things.
那假若真的能够像这个说的，这个有根基的不会动摇，有生命。它可以结果子。
So, if we are able to do what is described here, to be grounded and to not be moved, then we will have life and we will be able to bear fruit.
所以也具体来讲，我们跟人的关系可以透过我们跟基督的关系来提升。我们跟基督的关系好，我们跟人的关系自然就可以提升起来。
So in tangible terms, we can also improve our relationship with God by improving our relationship with others, because if our relationship with others is good, then our relationship with God will also be good.
那就是像基督的生命了。
And this is like the life of Christ.
那就是要用心去追求信仰上的长进。
And which is to diligently pursue a spiritual growth.
就能够做出一般人没有办法做出来的那种爱的表现。
Which is so that we are able to manifest love in ways that no normal person can do.
那就不是一般生命的自然表现，是像基督的那种生命去表现出来的。
So it's not merely a natural showing of love, but through a Christly love.
一人的根不动摇，而且他很自然会结出果子来。
So the root of the righteous is not easily moved, and very naturally it will bear fruit.
我们再讲最后一个哈。义人的根有什么特性呢？
So lastly, what is another characteristic of the root of the righteous?
箴言十章二十五节。
We turn to Proverbs chapter
25, verse 10.
二十五章第十节。
十章二十五节。
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 10.
Chapter 10, verse 25. 好，十章二十五节，请读。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 25. Verse 25. When the whirlwind passes by, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation.
义人的根基既然是不摇动，它能够很自然结果，是表示生命力很强。
So if the root of the righteous is not moved and has a sure foundation, then naturally it means that it is quite.
So its
ability to live is very strong.
它能够造成一种永久的果效。
So it will have an long-lasting effect.
它带给我们是一种永恒的果效。
And also it will bring to us an everlasting effect.
我们就举两个例子来说了。
We can refer to two examples.
在诗篇的73篇。
In Psalm 73.
那里写了一篇非常特殊的诗歌。
This is a very special psalm.
我们可以稍微来看一下73篇。
Psalm 73.
第一节啊，这个亚萨他写这个诗歌啊，他写结论啊，所以很多时候这个诗篇他的结论都是在第一节啊，我们可以看一下，他的确只是这样。
So quite often in Psalms, we find that the conclusion is given in the first verse, which is also the case here.
他的结论说，神真正恩待那些清心的人。
So his conclusion here in verse 1 is that truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart.
这是他要讲的主题。
So this is a theme that he talks about.
但是他写他自己的心路历程。
But when he describes his own experience,
他说他差一点就跌倒了，第二节以后。
In verse 2 onwards, he says that he nearly stumbled.
并且他为作恶的人心怀不平啊。
And that he was envious of the boastful.
那为什么？
But why?
因为这些恶人死的时候没有疼痛。
Because when the wicked died, they did not suffer pain.
第四节
In verse 4.
第六节他们还很骄傲。
And they were also very proud.
然后呢，他们吃干抹净，得了很多益处啊，所以身体就胖得连眼睛都要凸出来。第七节。
In verse 7, their eyes bulge with abundance. They have more than heart could wish.
并且他们得到的呢，过于心里所想的。
And they had more than heart could wish.
他本来要贪500块，结果得了1000块。
He coveted for 500, but he got 1000 instead.
好像小时候我们在念的那个儿歌一样，要五毛竟然给一块，你说奇怪不奇怪？那就是恶人得到的。一人得不到，恶人只要500，结果他得了1000。你说这个孰可忍，孰不可忍啊？所以他这一口气吞不下去。
So just like the nursery rhyme about the trishaw, where you had to pay, you asked for 50 cents, but you got $1. And so the psalmist here felt very unjust.
好了，那第八节第八节
In verse 8,
得了便宜又卖乖啊，他们还笑啊，笑这些人很笨。
And they scoffed and spoke wickedly concerning oppression.
而且还亵渎神啊，第九节。
In verse 9, they set their mouth against the heavens.
天不怕，地不怕。
They did not fear God nor man.
第十节。
In verse 10,
神的百姓都被他们蹂躏啊，受了很多苦啊。
And the people of God were taught.Oppressed by them and had suffered much.
十三节他就灰心了。
In verse 13, he was upset.
我这个行义没有用了，灰心了。
And he was he wanted to give up because all the righteous deeds that he done didn't count for anything.
那第十六节
In verse 16,
他很难明白这到底是为什么。
He found it very difficult to understand why this was the case.
神的公义在哪里呀
？Where is the righteousness of God?
但是他有一个转变。
However, he had a turning point.
他的转变是什么？十七节。
So his turning point was in verse 17.
他不要在这个现象世界一直去看那些让他不平的事情，他进到神的殿。
So he chose not to focus on these examples of injustice, but rather he went into the sanctuary of God.
这个就好像说，一个义人他把根基建立在神身上，然后他不要一直看这个世界，他回到。圣所从神的角度来看这些事情。
Which is to say the righteous set their foundations on God and start and did not continue to focus on the injustices in the world.
所以他才改变了。
afterwards, only then the church.
十八节呀、
啊、In verse 18.
他用一个永恒的角度来看的时候啊，这些恶人哦是暂时的啦，他们得利益是暂时的，其实他们在沉沦当中啊。
So he came to the conclusion that actually, all the benefits that the rich gained were temporary, and they were surely, set in slippery places. In verse 18.
十九节说他们在转眼之间就会灭亡了。
And verse 19 says that they will be utterly consumed with terrors.
哦，那二十一节。
Verse 21.
他心里就自责啊，很难过，说我怎么这么笨啊？我怎么用一个短暂的，用一个表面的来看，然后我就去为他们作恶的怀不平啊。
And so he started to question himself and why, about why he questioned this matter.
所以他就自责，心里难过。
So his heart was grieved and he was vexed in his mind.
22节还自认了自己真的是愚昧无知。
In verse 22, he acknowledged that he was foolish and ignorant.
哦，然后23节他在反省的时候，他觉得其实啊，神都帮助他。
And in verse 23, when he reflected, he realized that God was always helping him.
他从有一个永恒的角度来看的时候呢，24节就产生说以后神要接我到天上。是一个永恒的去处。
From an everlasting perspective, he realized that God would afterward receive him to glory.
所以25节以后呢，他就专爱神，而不再为那些作恶的怀不平了。
And in verse 25, he chose to love God and God only, and to not focus on the injustices committed by others.
26节啊。他有软弱，但是他信靠神，使他有力量来走人生的路。
In verse 26, although his flesh and his heart may fail, but God is the strength of his heart and his portion forever.
哦，所以到最后28节，他说他明白神啊所做的一切。
And in verse 28, he understood what God, all that God had done.
哦，他要回到一个成为清新的人。
And he wanted to return to become one who is pure in heart.
哦，那就是今生今世的结局。
And that is the conclusion of his present life.
这是最终最有果效的。
And this is what is most has greatest effect.
我们再看罗马书第六章。
We can also turn to Romans chapter 6.
啊，罗马书六章二十二节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 22.
六章二十二节，请读。
Romans chapter 6, verse 22. But now having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit holiness and in the end, everlasting life.
义人的根基存到永远，因为最后会他为他带来永生。
The foundations of the righteous last to the end of time, and This is our fruit to holiness.
所以神最终的审判呢，给义人最好的报偿就是给他进入永生。
And so this is the greatest reward that God will give to the righteous, which is everlasting life.
可是要坚持到最后。
But we must persevere to the end.
故事的结局就是进入永生。
And the conclusion or the end of the story is that we enter into everlasting life.
小孩子听故事，他都会问：后来怎么样？后来怎么样？
So when young children hear a story, they would keep asking, "So what happened? And what happened?"
啊，那如果说我们来讲这个故事呢，最后义人进入永生。
And if we were to tell the story, we would say that the righteous, in the end, enter into everlasting life.
那恶人最后就灭亡。
And those who are wicked would perish.
啊，因为他从一个永恒的角度来看现在。
And because By doing this, we view the present life through from an everlasting or eternal perspective.
我们也可以从现在去看永恒。
And we can also see what is eternal in this present life.
哦，这是神给我们人类的一种特性哈。
And this is a special nature that God has given to man.
我们可以遥想从永恒那个角度回到看现在，我们就知道该走的路是什么。
If we start from this everlasting or eternal perspective to examine our present life, then we ought to know what path we should walk on.
我们想要我们的结局是进入永生，那我们现在就要对着永生来奔跑。
If we want the end of our story to be everlasting life, then we must start running this race now.
那我们从现在看一个永恒的结局，我们就有力量来奔跑这条路。
And in this present life, we look towards this eternal end of the story, then we will have the strength to run this path.
义人在世上常常受苦。
The righteous will suffer much in this world.
啊，根是在埋在地里的。
So the roots are buried in the ground.
他看不到。
And it is not seen.
可是义人的根为他决定一个永恒的结局。
But the root of the righteous determines its eternal outcome.
所以我们不要羡慕有很多人啊，一下子之间结实累累，好像很成功，但是他的根其实从底部开始在烂了，到最后是灭亡的。
So let us not be envious of those who gain much in a short amount of time, when in reality their roots have started rotting.
那基督徒的人生就是这样。
And the life of a Christian is such.
哦，我们看世界有很多让我们不平的事情。
We see many things in the world that make us cause us to feel very unjust.
所以天天看新闻的更要回到圣经来看。
So those of us who read the news every day,
哦，不然的话
should return to the Bible.
在我们身边每天都有不平的事情。
Otherwise, there will be many injustices that we see. Throughout our lives.
然后我们为了信主守道理，我们要受很多苦。
And to believe in the Lord and to hold on to the truth, we will suffer.
啊，但是我们知道那个结局就是进入永生。
But we know that at the end, we will enter into everlasting life.
求主帮助。
And may God help us.
我们都是好好建立义人的根。
So that we are able to establish the roots of the righteous.